I want to welcome, first of all, our priest, Konya Bihari Prabhu, who's flying, I think, in the next few days to India, to a yagya where he is not the priest. His own vivaha yagya, or marriage yagya. Although he's very, very short of time, I mean, he has to prepare many things. As you know, such a yagya in India requires a lot of preparation and thought. He has kindly agreed to come on my humble request. Please come, I told him. I know it. If you can't come, say no, but I can only say please come. And he has come, and we feel very happy. We are also very honored and happy to have the associations of all the devotees who are getting their first and second initiation. And I'm very, very, very glad also that the other devotees feel an interest in their heart to participate in this yagya. I feel it is very valuable for all of us to enter into the sacred space of such a holy ceremony where we can witness the first and second birth, or the second and third birth, according to your perspective, in spiritual life. It is very useful for us. The majority of us have taken already an initiation, because in such a ceremony we are reminded on our own sacred vows and our own time when we were entering such a ceremony with the intention to really go deep in our Krishna consciousness. So we are all very, very honored by all of your presence, and we wish to make a very nice ceremony. I must admit, I'm myself very happy that there is an expert in the yagya department there. So I will also be, like all of you, a member or participant of the ceremony. I'm thinking it is important for you to know that I approach this not with the view that I'm a very special person who can give initiations, but I feel just specially fortunate to be able to do this service of helping devotees within the ancient Gaudiya Sampradaya. I feel very honored, very excited, and very dedicated to give my best. So we will now turn the microphone over to Konya Bihari, who will give us an overview and will tell us what we should do. Today is a very auspicious day, the appearance day of Varaha Dev. And somehow, when reading this morning in the Bhagavatam, I found that it is really wonderful to have our initiations during the appearance day of this particular incarnation of the Lord, or this particular avatar. The reason why this is so will become clear as I read to you the relevant section from the Bhagavatam. It starts with Brahma thinking very deeply about a problem which has happened while he was in the process of creation. While I have been engaged in the process of creation, the earth has been inundated by a deluge, means a flood, and has gone down into the depths of the ocean. What can we do who are engaged in this matter of creation? Lord Brahma, in other words, had just created everything, and all of a sudden the planet Earth, which is just so entirely important for the whole plan of the cosmic creation, had fallen into the ocean. This was a problem. What to do? And listen to his conclusion. He said, "It is best to let the Almighty Lord direct us. This is a problem for God to take care of." All of a sudden, while Brahma was engaged in thinking like this, let God care, a small form of a boar came out of his nostril. The measurement of the creature was not more than the upper portion of the top of the thumb. Very small. While Brahma was observing him, that boar became situated in the sky in a wonderful manifestation, as gigantic as a great elephant. Struck with wonder at observing the wonderful boar-like form in the sky, Brahma, with great brahmanas like Marichi, as well as the Kumaras and Manu, began to argue in various ways. Who is this extraordinary being in the pretense or disguise of a boar? And how is it wonderful that he came out of my nose? My mind is perturbed. Is he the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu? So while Brahma was thinking like this about Lord Varaha, Lord Varaha confirmed his intuitive meditations by roaring like a mountain. This roar was so loud that the whole universe, at least the saints and sadhus in the universe, responded by loudly shouting, "Jai Varahadev!" Yes, you are one of the saints and sadhus and sadvis. I like this so much because Brahma had a problem, and he said the only personality really to take care of this is God. I hope he appears. Let him take care. And this is what happened. The Lord appeared and took care of the planet Earth by replacing it in its right position, from where it could perform its function to be, you know, an important station in the universe to go back home, back to Godhead, and receive enlightenment. I personally think then when we approach such an initiation fire, it might be good for all of us to meditate that our initiation will be successful when the Lord appears in our lives and takes care of us. I'm performing this initiation ceremony as a servant of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. And of course, like anyone, I also sometimes think about life. I know that many devotees who have taken such initiation have sometimes noticed that there were challenges ahead of on the road, and they were successful in mastering these challenges according to the degree in which they could surrender to Lord Krishna during this time of tests and so on. So I definitely wish all of you that you do not forget that you have taken initiation on Lord Varahadev's appearance day, who can take you out of the mud. You will laugh, but in Vedic astrology, it is said that when a person has his Rahu phase, it's a phase when very unfortunate things can happen in life. At that, such a time, in order to get relief from Rahu, who sometimes pushes one in the mud of life, huh? One should worship Lord Varaha. Did you know this? You have a mantra, I believe it's the mantra Vam, in which you chant, invoking Lord Varaha to help you come out of your fallen situation and become something glorious again. Let us talk a little bit on initiation today. There is a Sanskrit verse which mentions the word diksha or initiation. It comes in the Antya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita and reads like this. Diksha kale bhakta kore atma samapana sei kale Krishna tare kare atma sama. At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders unto the service of the Lord, Krishna makes him as good as himself. When a devotee's body is thus transformed into spiritual existence, Chit Anandamaya, the devotee in that transcendental body renders service to the lotus feet of the Lord. Today we will joyfully throw Sada Shiva, who is a big mountain of a person, into the fire of transformation, and everyone else. I mentioned the biggest in size first. It's a transformation which is successful when a devotee surrenders fully unto the service of the Lord, like Lord Brahma did. He knew he couldn't be successful without the help of the Lord who appeared as an incarnation. I would like to talk a little bit about this surrendering, which always goes to Krishna. Sometimes initiation is interpreted in a way that it means surrender to the guru, or connection with the guru. This is certainly, there is a deep value in this statement. But today I would like to shift our attention a little bit on Krishna, who plays an important role in and the most important role in the transformation of the conditioned souls. There is an example of an initiation where Krishna helped in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which I would like to read to you, because it contains a few essential principles. It's, of course, the initiation of Jagai and Madai. I have picked this because it is nice to enter such an experience in a humble mood of mind, humble state of mind. They were accepted, really, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord said, "I will eat through the mouth of you two, and I will incarnate in your bodies." In other words, Krishna, Chaitanya, becomes present in these two. And in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, there is a further praman how the Lord actually becomes present in the body of an initiate. "I relish the taste from the tips of the devotee's tongues." That's why we feed the brahmanas, because we know that the Lord is present in their hearts and eats through them. It is further explained that when something had to be done with the sinful reactions of the two, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said like this, What you two, Jaga and Madai, have experienced is not possible in these bodies. Know for certain that this was simply due to Nityananda's mercy. In other words, by Lord Nityananda's mercy, the inconceivable thing has happened that actually these two, Jaga and Madai, became transformed and the Lord became present in their hearts, so much present that he eats through them. I have personally taken charge, says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of your sinful reactions, O brothers. See for yourself. At this moment, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trembled in ecstasy, in order to demonstrate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had personally accepted the sins and the sinful reactions of these two brothers, and that there were no more sins remaining with them, the Lord's body turned blackish. A lot of sins. Then the Lord said to Advaita Acharya, "How do I look?" And Advaita replied, "You look just like Gokula Chandra." That means Lord Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he smiled and all the devotees chanted the names of Hari. Now, these two devotees, Jaga and Madai, were so much overwhelmed by ecstasy that they fainted. Do you know what Lord Chaitanya then did with them? The therapy of Harinam Sankirtan, he said to his associates, "Pick these two up and bring them to my house. Today we will perform kirtan with these two." Hare Krishna. It's from our scriptures an example of a wonder. When Lord Yamaraj saw this, he danced in ecstasy and he fainted because he was also very much surprised by the unimaginable mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our own Srila Prabhupada has often cried in ecstasy when giving initiations. And his words were, "Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so very merciful that he could make a wonder that some Heinz or Sasha becomes a Sadashiva. This is very good. This is wonderful." When we take Diksha, and this is very important, and I mean Mantra or Harinam Diksha here, both initiations, we surrender to the lotus feet of Guru and Krishna. At such a time, we will get a spiritual name. Do you know why this Naam Karana or name given is made? It's not a fashion. Oh, now I have an Indian name. No, it means now I am an acknowledged Haridas or Manjaridasi or Radadasi. I am now this. This means I have not really material concepts. I know that during the life of a devotee, especially in the West where we preach the chanting of the holy name, and there is so many organizational things to be done, we maintain these huge projects like Goloka Dham, and it's not always easy, believe me, and so on, that sometimes in the thick and thin of the action, we may develop again certain material concepts, feel maybe anxiety and frustration, and feel maybe attacked or whatever. Please know that with the initiation, you can always return from the world of anxiety, the identification of anxiety, to the understanding, I am a Haridas or a Radha Dasi. This is possible. And I have personally seen that especially at the time of death, when a devotee
goes through his or her final examination. Usually devotees can do it and go directly into their identity as Haridas or Haridasi. Once after an initiation, Prabhupada was asked by the initiates, I thought something had changed. I thought I would now be an enlightened soul. Maybe the devotee thought there would be a sun rays of enlightenment coming from him. But instead, I find I still have to sleep and everything else goes on. Didn't it work? Prabhupada gave a very interesting perspective, which is my solace in difficult times. He said, initiation is a beginning, but it is also an eternal spiritual fact. And he said, he gave the example of a person who had been drowning in the ocean, and has now been put on top of the boat. Because he has fainted, he is not in full consciousness, he might still dream that he is still on the ocean, drowning in the ocean. But really, it is not a fact. He is on top of the boat. In other words, if an initiation ceremony is performed properly and entered into properly, it really lifts you on the boat of spiritual knowledge and spiritual practice, which will, and spiritual enlightenment, which will carry you over the boat. Even though you may sometimes dream, you are still in the ocean of material existence. It's a dream only. It's a dream. There were two other points on my list. Today I don't repeat what I say in every initiation lecture. Those who wish to hear more can get it on the Sharanagati tape ministry. Those who wish to hear about the Gayatri Mantra will get the greatest surprise in a few hours. I cannot say it for now. I now wish to conclude my lecture by just making only one short point. We will give the first initiation. The first initiation is working if you follow the secret of success, which is explained in the Harinam Chintamani. Ekagra manase niyajanete svakalpa kshana namasmriti abhyasa garibe bhakta janam. It's the secret to become, how to become attentive to the chanting of the holy name. The devotee should spend a little time alone in a quiet place and practice concentrating deeply on the holy name. Therefore, I pray constantly at your lotus feet, O Krishna, to be able to always utter each name distinctly and to meditate upon them with feeling. Here it is said that while chanting, we pronounce the holy name with our lips and simultaneously meditate about Krishna. This is how we chant. We chant softly when we chant, like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, 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 Rama, Hari, Rama, 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 Hari, Hari. It's that the mind chants, and the mind then pushes the tongue to vibrate the holy names. This is how we do it. Simply by one's own efforts, no one in this material world can overcome distractedness. Such a victory can only come by your merciful blessings. I want to request all of you, first initiates and also the devotees in the room who are interested in chanting deeply the Hare Krishna mantra, to pray to Lord, to Radha Madan Mohan, and if you want to Varahadev, to give you the power to chant with full attention and full concentration. That will be the secret of your success in chanting the holy name. We will also give second initiation. Second initiation is given to those who have already some good practice and experience in chanting the holy name properly. And then the Diksha mantras are offered. The holy name is chanted in the vocative form, says Prabhupada. It's an address. Oh Hare! Oh Krishna! Oh Hare! Oh Krishna! Oh Krishna! Oh Krishna! Oh Hare! Oh, I put this O to make it very clear that we mean it in a vocative form. But please don't chant like this. This would be a new mantra which is not authorized. But it's a vocative form, a form of addressing, calling. Now, the Diksha mantra, please listen to this very much, is in the, I've read this with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati comments, it's in the dative form. It's not an address, it's a dative form. It describes to you a little bit who is this Krishna whom you're worshipping, and more than that, It gives you information about Krishna so that you become more acquainted in a relationship with Krishna. And then when you chant with the second Gayatri mantra, where you feel more of a relationship, more knowledge of Lord Krishna and his pastimes. Then Krishna is sure to listen to you. See, any famous person, when you call him and you have no relationship, he will not react. I was a few days ago in the Frankfurt University, and there were many professors and also a bishop. And I remember I wanted to always speak with the bishop, and I said, are you a bishop? And he just looked at me as if I had said, hey, Bischoff, and proceeded onwards. Because he is a famous man, and I have not yet any relationship with him. So I can call him, oh, Bischoff, talk with me. But he may not listen. So I had to do something with, in regards to a relationship. So I tried it the second time. I said, I'm a friend of the professor where you made your doctor, Mr. Bishop. I'm a friend of Professor Weber. Please talk with me now. Oh, you're a friend of Professor Weber. What do you wish to? Oh, I'm very sorry. You must be that Hindu monk he always talks about. Very sorry, but please, can we... when there's a relationship, it will, some talk will happen. So Diksha, in the Gayatri mantras does help us, if we have already chanted, to go deeper into our chanting experience and to become good chanters. In other words, your brahmanas don't think you are now beyond chanting. You have done your chanting. You can go back to your bhakta chanting. Chanting rock and roll, chanting love, chanting TV, you know, that's, no, you are expected to do more, to be better in your chanting, more concentrated, because now you have an additional help. I don't want to give the impression that you have to get the Gayatri mantras in order to chant properly. No.
this is not what I want to say. I want to say this, the chanting of the Gayatri Mantra can point you more to the direction of Lord Krishna and his devotees, and therefore it is an additional help. This is my little lecture. I hope it was inspiring to you. Let us end. I have something which I hope Konya Vihari will not be angry at me, but I want to chant some mantras also. let us see. Oh, Krishna, the eyes. There are, when you do a ceremony, there are very nice mantras, and I want to chant them with you. I think Konya Bihari has chanted them already. They go like this. Om! May Lord Govinda bring us auspiciousness. May Achyuta and Ananta Shesha bring us auspiciousness. May Lord Vasudev Vishnu bring us auspiciousness. May Nara and Narayan bestow auspiciousness on us. May the Supreme Person, Lord Padmanabha, bestow auspiciousness upon us. May Vishvakshena, the Lord of the Universe, bestow auspiciousness upon us. May Garuda and the son of Anjana, who's the son of Anjana? Hanuman, the great devotee Hanuman, bestow auspiciousness upon us. May the great and only Lord of all benedictions, he's the only Lord, Sri Krishna, the personification of eternity, knowledge and bliss, the Supreme Lord of Lords, bestow upon us all prosperity and auspiciousness. Om Svastino Govinda, Svastino Chutananto, Svastino Vasudevo, Vishnu Dadatu, Svastino Narayana, Narovai, Svastina Padmanabha, Purushottam Dadatu, Svastino Vishvakshena, Vishveshvaraha, Svastino Hrishikesho, Hari Dadatu, Svastino Vainateya, Hari Hi, Svastinon Janana, Sutahamu, Bhagavato Dadatu, Svasti Svasti Su Mangalaha, Kesho Mahan, Shri Krishna, Sachidananda Ganaha, Sarveshvareshvaro Dadatu, Sarveshvareshvaro Dadatu. This is what I meant, to take shelter at Krishna so that our endeavor will be successful in our life's journey, that we will get his blessings and his help on our path which lies before us. I wish all the those who are getting initiation from my deepest heart all the best. I'm extremely proud of each single one of you. You have been tested, tried and proved in different fires.